Lions fans. It's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The Detroit Lions Podcast post-game show with your hosts, Chris and Case.
Hey, howdy-ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast, episode 305. This is the official Detroit Lions Podcast for Reddit and the original. We're doing it live. I'm your host, Chris. With me is my good friend and co-host, Andy, the Sandman. How you doing, brother?
You know, the usual on Sundays. The norm. What I expect to feel like.
I got my toaster ready.
Yeah. I got three toasters.
We'll talk about today's game. We'll have a roundtable about the team. We'll take your calls, as we always do. We've got a couple things to talk about beyond all that. Whole lot going on. Got a great show lined up. Andy, you ready to go, brother?
Let's do it.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right, a couple of quick announcements first. Check us out and help us out on the Patreon. Very special thanks to Dylan from where else but?
Guam.
Dang straight. Of course, our very first donor, Mathis. Brian B. Brian Brookheiser from I Prevail. Everybody else, why do we talk about all these folks? Well, because we all hang out on our magic Slack chat. The patreon.com/DetroitLionsPodcast Slack chat. It is the most intelligent Lions chat on the internet. And I have to tell you, you probably need that right now. It's okay to be bad. There's a lot of laughing going on. There's a lot of frustration, but it's still the most intelligent chat on the internet, especially with Lions. Patreon.com/DetroitLionsPodcast. As little as $1 a month donation gets you access to the chat. You can give more. We appreciate more. It does all the things that we like to do, helps pay for the show, all that kind of stuff. Give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast. Instagram, Detroit Lions Podcast, and on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast, DET Lions Podcast, the very, very best place to see Andy.
Today I'm wearing pants, but normally no pants on.
Yeah, with a belt.
Yeah, three belts. Yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/DetroitLionsPodcast. YouTube.com/DLP Clips. Got clips of the show there. Rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you find us. We love those reviews. Appreciate all that stuff. Thank you guys for giving us those 5 stars. If you can't, head on over to the subreddit. Let us know why you can't do 5. Remember, we're not the Lions. We're your favorite podcast. And the toaster's going to get it. What else is there? Okay, we're going to open the phones in about a minute here. We'll just go ahead and get started with the phones. But with that going on, let's get the show on the road.
Tighten your chin straps, kids. It's time to review this week in Reddit.
All right, it's time to talk about all the fun and exciting things going down this week in Reddit. And let me tell you, it's toaster time.
Toaster time. Officially toaster time.
Hot tub toaster time. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Not only does this toaster right here kind of signify toaster time for this coaching staff, but I'm going to put this into the auction for St. Jude. This is going to be out there available. This official show prop will be available to you via auction so you can have your own Coach Patricia toaster time. They're not for sale anymore. You can't find these anywhere. You probably could find them somewhere, like in a dumpster. But in a dumpster fire. Where else?
It does not come with a bathtub full of water.
No, and please don't do that. That's obviously not smart, but the official NFL Detroit Lions hot tub toaster time machine. There you go. It'll be on the auction shortly, but it is officially toaster time for the Detroit Lions. Would you agree, or you got one more year in you?
So I feel like this comes up often, but I was a Patricia detractor almost immediately.
Yeah. You wrote the article, didn't you?
I was number one. I got a ton of hate for it. And here we are. We're like the exact same place we were when he started. We're worse off. You could argue that this team has been on a steady decline since Caldwell left. Now, Caldwell, whether you liked him or didn't, doesn't matter. Since Caldwell left and Patricia came on, this team has gotten worse. And it's hard to argue at this point. We're watching the most boring, horrible football I think I've ever watched. And we're Lions fans here. We watch bad football. That's what we do. I pay money to go to the stadium and watch bad football, but this is new. This is beyond bad. We're talking about, this is the first shutout we've seen since 2009, which is incredible. We're talking about a team that basically ended the game with two ridiculous penalties. We're talking about a team that's rotating cornerbacks in and out that have no business being rotated. For some reason, we rotate guards, we rotate tackles, and we rotate cornerbacks. Who knows why? It's a disaster. It's a straight disaster. I don't know how ownership or anybody above Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia can watch this and think anything else. This is an unmitigated disaster.
So there's hope.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh my gosh. You know, oh God, what did I see? Maybe the play call is the friends you make along the way.
The only good thing that came out of this season is raising $17,000 so far dollars for St. Jude because Lions fans came together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
We did better than the team. We earned more than they did. Yeah, what a group. You're right. 17-5 almost so far. We've got the auction going on. If you guys, and a whole bunch of stuff got added to that auction last night, check it out, auction.detroitlionspodcast.com. There's a ton. There's two pages of stuff available. There's a ton of stuff there. I'm gonna be a little silly. Don't miss out on your Jelani Tavai signed football. That is definitely going to be a limited edition.
If you buy the Jelani Tavai signed football, don't expect to get it for at least 3 months. He's hand delivering it.
He's still signing it.
He's done with the J. By the end of the season, we're hoping he'll have it finished.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Logan Emlett, you have nailed. He's given me the in the chat here. What will last longer, Patricia or the Thanksgiving leftovers? I am going to say the leftovers. Why? Because, you know, everyone talks about the bye week was the right time to get rid of him or the right time to get rid of your coach. Well, you also have a long week after the Thanksgiving game. You have a nice long chunk of time there to. Now, with that being said, let's talk about who do you replace him with, okay? And this is interesting because you want to replace your coach. That's evil. The background is evil. You want to replace your head coach because obviously you're not winning, okay? Just punishing him, I don't know. I mean, sure, you can just punish him, but everybody's punished anyway. It's like the season's. It doesn't. If you punish him now, you hope to win. You hope for a change, I guess. I don't know. But who do you put him with? I don't think you put Coombs there because if you do, the new regime won't keep him around, right? The new regime won't keep whoever you put in there as the head coach. It's just guaranteed. And Braden Coombs and Hank Fraley are the two guys that I would absolutely want the next regime to keep because they've done a heck of a job surrounded by a complete dumpster fire. They continually perform. And they're the players that play for them continually to perform very, very highly, very, very well. So I have to say I wouldn't want either of those two. I think about Darrell Bevell and what this offense has looked like, and I say this guy can't coach a team. He can't coach an offense. You got nothing. I mean, you got guys dropping balls and stuff all over the place, right? I mean, it was a wreck. It was an absolute dumpster fire.
Our offense is a, you know, mash unit right now, but no excuses.
Yeah, you can't drop balls. You can't drop balls like that. That's like when Chris Durham played, right? I mean, that's literally.
Yeah, this is Brian Johnson, Chris Durham shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
And I don't know how the heck you can do it. On the Caldwell thing, it was time for Caldwell to go. I'm not. I can't criticize the decision to bring in Patricia and to bring in Bob Quinn. They were the consensus picks of the NFL. They were the top guys. They were the guys that everybody wanted. They're the, you know, it's been said a couple times and still even recently said that, you know, that whole story about Patricia before he came was a plant from the Giants because they were so mad that he came here, right? Now, look, obviously not great decision makers over there in Giants land either, but these are the consensus best guys. But so the whole thing about Caldwell, whatever, but I think this experiment has run its course. It's time for this experiment to end and start the new great Lions experiment.
I just think that we're at the point now where that's all that's left. I think you don't fire Patricia after Thanksgiving because you think the team's going to get better. You fire him because you want to keep fans. You want to have people invested. You know, you fire Patricia, fans can say, okay, well, at least the Lions are making the right move now. You know, and regardless of what the rest of the year happens, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. No coach is going to turn this team around. You know, we're too far gone at this point, I think.
Yeah.
But, man, we just, you know, something has to happen here.
Yeah. I the other side of that, though, and you guys can call us 248-782-8384, 248-782-8384, or if you want to use Skype, it's Detroit Lions Podcast. All one word, Detroit Lions Podcast. The converse of the other side of that is you lose a bunch of fans, too. Because they say, oh, yeah, this is over, I'm done. And then they tune out until the hype starts with, you know, training camp, preseason, whatever, next year. And they may or may not tune in depending on what they've heard here and there along the way. People tune out on the Lions. You know, it's pretty much like, okay, it's football season. I'm going to watch them. It's a lot like college. Most people don't watch college stuff other than between the first and the bowl game and New Year's, you know, and then it's over, right? Especially Lions or Michigan, Michigan State fans. There's not a whole lot of national championship games to go watch after New Year's. But there's not a whole lot going on for Lions fans outside of the season. You end the season now, you're gonna lose a lot of dollars. Is what I'm saying.
I mean, with no team on the field or with no fans in the stands, rather the opposite of what I just said. With no fans in the stands, I see very little reason not to. I mean, like, yeah, we're talking about people, like, with the way the team looked today, this is arguably the worst loss I've seen since the Jets game, Patricia's first game.
Yeah.
And yes. I am maybe 100 times less mad today than I was during that Jets game. And the reason why is because I'm dead inside.
It's been ground.
My inside, my soul has already dunked the toaster. I'm the Lions. It's painful. It's painful. I love this team, but this team is not worth loving.
Not for sale in any store. Coming up on auction, the official Patricia toaster.
Does it have breadcrumbs in it?
No, it hasn't been. It's brand new. It's unused. It hasn't even been plugged in. We've got it's ready for the hot tub closest to you. No, really, don't use it in a hot tub. don't even think about it. But this is a piece of history right here. Not available in stores. Going to be up for auction on auction.detroitlionspodcast.com, and every penny from that will go towards St. Jude on top of that $17,469.69 that we've already raised. How about that? Let's see. Super chat for firing. Every super chat equals one vote for firing Coach Patricia. Oh my God, that was terrible. That was absolutely it was like you said, boring, but it was stunningly bad. Like it was as you said, the worst since the Jets game. People saying there's no spark. Oh, absolutely, there's no spark. There was nothing. There was no emotion on that field. Other than it was like running out the clock, right? Mm-hmm. They're literally running out the clock on the season. Oh yep. My God.
This is, you know, and I tweeted about it earlier, but like we talked about how boring this team has been and how painful the Matt Patricia years have been because of how boring it is. Mm-hmm. Losing is losing. The Lions lose all the time. The difference is how they lose, and not just that. Oh, it's a close one. We might win. It's that the team was always exciting. When I first started making slow lights, I could make slow lights of every single game, win or lose.
Yep.
Because there was 15 plus minutes of fun Lions plays. In the wins under Matt Patricia, I'm getting 9 minutes worth of stuff, and I have to extend it to 12 with stuff that normally I probably wouldn't put in. But we're talking about a team that just goes out there and shits the bed just consistently. You know, we're talking about a team that under Matt Patricia has a negative 171 point differential, which is insane.
That's not nearly
in 42
bad,
games.
Felt way worse than that.
It's awful. Like this is, you know, I think when this is all said and done, Matt Patricia is going to be in the running for the worst Lions coach of all time. And that's not hyperbole on my part.
No.
I actually think that.
Yeah, no, I've turned a corner today with today's team. And look, I've not been a Patricia supporter, but I've seen, you know, I know the writing's on the wall. He's going to be gone this year, right? You could tell by the thing. And again, it was one of those games where the team can pull the 500. The team can do something. And so what happens? They completely crap the bed. Something stupid happens. This time they just didn't show up, right? And officially today is when the season ended. There was always a little glimmer of something that could come of this team, and today it officially ended. I'll tell you the nice thing, the good thing to come out of this is to get to this point today, we're not doing a post-game show on Thanksgiving. So
that going for us, yeah.
Yeah. This is difficult. This is really, really difficult to just swallow what this team is. Who's your coach? Who's your replacement for Patricia till the end of the year? And then if you have a replacement permanent, let us know what you think of that. Who you think is the guy for that? 248-782-8384, 248-782-8384, or Detroit Lions Podcast on Skype. Oh, man. The shutout, the stink of a shutout. It is just, okay, let me, I want to go to a couple things. I want to say something really nice first. Oh, thanks for the super chat. Thank you so much. It hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, there it is.
All right, Ryan. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You make me feel good. Ryan, here's to no positives from this game. Yes, absolutely. Amani Arawarier. Arawarar. Okay. had a couple good plays. I'm telling you, this guy's going to be good. Jeff Okudo, he didn't make it back on the field after that, did he?
No. Some would argue he never made it on the field at all today.
Oh, I bet his season is over right now. Ooh, Nick, thank you so much for the super chat. Burn it down. Thursday is going to be rough. Yeah, absolutely. You got a good question there. Sandman, can you tell me why every offense we play, receivers are wide open for an easy 5 to 10 yards or even more, but our offense can't get open at all? Is it our scheme or our players just washed?
Both. It's both. It's so Matt Patricia's defense relies on keeping things in front of you. And what teams have figured out is that they can keep things in front of our defense 10 yards down the field. So you'll see our defensive backs playing 8 yards off their man in a soft man coverage. And they just have to run straight out and turn around 8 yards and it's open. You can run a crosser because the defensive back has to run 6 yards to even meet with the wide receiver. Nobody else does that. And there's a reason nobody else does that. It's because it doesn't work. And then you combine that with wide receivers that, you know, just don't naturally get separation anyway. Marvin Jones never got separation. It's not a matter of him being older or anything. He's never gotten it. Same thing with Kenny Golladay, even though he's not there today. You know, Quintez Cephas isn't a fast guy. You know, and the scheme also is kind of wonky. You know, we watched today's game and it looked like they only were choosing out of 20 plays. It was awful. Oh, we had the one flea flicker that was interesting, but even that was kind of ugly other than that it worked.
Think about that. Of all the trickeration that went into that, and he was still double covered in the end zone to catch that ball.
that's what I mean. It's hard to watch, but no, this defense is just so poorly set up, and I don't know if it's because they don't trust our cornerbacks or what it is. You know, I'm going to maybe make a video later this week about Jeff Okudah and his press technique. I was watching him in press today, and it's awful. Oh. It's the same as it was in college, which it was bad in college,
right?
But he got away with it because it was college.
Yeah.
And now NFL wide receivers are making him pay for it. Once they get past him, he's realizing that his speed isn't as big of a factor in the NFL as it was in college.
Right.
And we're watching it.
We got
so it's bad.
Okay, caller, let me get through a couple of these super chats that flew in. We'll get you here, okay? Let's see. First, burn it down. Thursday is going to be rough, Nick. You know what? I think Thursday might actually be easy because you got all the Thanksgiving stuff going on, and it's just background noise. You're not sitting there, like, focused on it. So you can look up when something good happens. Hey, hit the DVR and watch it. That's great if it happens. Otherwise, it's just background noise for doing all the stuff, hang out with the family, and all the great stuff that happens for Thanksgiving. So I think there's maybe an upside. Flounder, you're absolutely right. Tough game, really, really tough. Still, don't forget about the kids. I'll offer a $50 match during today's post game. Floundericious,
awesome.
$50. StJude.org/DLP. If we can get $50 there, Flounder will match that and help raise money Christmas for the kids. Still working on that. Also, don't forget about auction.detroitlionspodcast.com. And I'm coming to you, caller, I promise. Joe B, fire Patricia, tank, trade Stafford, rebuild again. Some might say the Detroit Lions fans and insanity have the same definition. saying rebuild again almost acts like we built something in the first place, which unfortunately, I don't know. Hey, caller, what's your name? How much have you had to drink? And thanks for waiting.
Hi, this is Jeff from Grand Rapids, and I'm currently drinking. and today it's Karen Black. Anyhow, so this is the day that the season died. All right. So, okay. So riddle me this one, gentlemen and Sandman. You're a tasty bitch.
Anyway, damn.
All right. So riddle me this one. All right. So last week, the team from Washington, formerly named Racial Slur or whatever, best pass defense in the league, and we shredded their asses. And we walk into a game where we have a team that's historically bad on third down, and that has like no pass rush whatsoever. I mean, basically nothing. And we get am I past the swear point, or do I have to start? Can I swear yet?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't
say
the C word.
And so we get the fuck kicked out of us. and so we get the fuck kicked out of us on both of those respects. I mean, literally, did the fat-ass penguin motherfucker have a game plan? Did he have a game plan? I think not. And, you know, okay, so let's go back to Bevel for a minute. Is it all on Bevel, or is he reflecting the wishes of his head coach? Because, quite frankly, the defense sucked in a very similar manner. So, I mean, it was like Suckfest 2020, like in a world where 2020 can't fuck more, the Detroit Lions bring shitty coaching back where it doesn't need to be. Fuck it. I'm done. Thank you. Bye.
Well, you know, I'll take this one first, Chris here. The offense, I think because Stafford didn't practice all week, they thought that dumbing down the offense was the move, which is not the move. You know, I tweeted about this earlier that good teams run their offense and run their defense regardless of who is in and playing, because that's your identity and that's what you need to do. When your offense didn't include bubble screens all year and then all of a sudden you run four of them today, you know, that's a team that doesn't know what it's trying to do and is trying to make up for Stafford not practicing. Stafford's been in this offense 2 years. If he doesn't practice, he doesn't practice. Who cares? Let the man play. Let your team play. And I think, you know, the defense just sucks. I don't really have I think Patricia just gets out-coached and out-schemed. I think Matt Rhule knew exactly what he needed to do to beat us and did that. You know, I don't think it's a shocker, really. I think it's more of a shocker when we win at this point. And you would say, to some extent, that the wins that we have are the other teams making mistakes and not the Lions winning. Like, look at the Cardinals killing it this year now all of a sudden. And against us, they refused to run Kyler Murray. He didn't run at all. It was nothing to do with our defense. I think that they just made a poor game plan choice, which is kind of what we see week in, week out by the staff.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just tell you, we're already demonetized, but it doesn't matter. YouTube demonetizes us now. I did Riz and Tony, which is the most wholesome show we do ever with Tony Ortiz and Riz, right? The pregame, it's like completely curse-free, and I'm still demonetized on that. It's waiting for the review to clear because, you know, Tony is such a sailor when it comes to is a language. It's there's no hope. There's no hope. So whatever, YouTube. He's right. We played like crap. And I mean, look, the defense was on the field for 107 minutes in the first 20 minutes of the game. They were on the field for the whole game. Why? Because the offense stunk. You can't leave your defense on the field that much. I mean, the fact that they only scored 20 points is actually pretty amazing. It's pretty impressive with being on the field. Does anybody know, if you can hit it in the chat, I'd appreciate it, the time of possession that we had versus how long our defense was on the field, because it's just got to be an incredible amount.
Well, the very first drive was like a 6-minute drive.
Yeah.
Which is outlandish.
Yeah. We'll get to you 1 second, caller. I got Pandemine. I don't want to hear that Stafford isn't part of the problem. He got outplayed by an XFL quarterback. Him, our head coach, got to go. I'll tell you, I in the Slack, I mentioned that today. I told them that, I wish we had a quarterback that could play as well as PJ Walker. Because he just looked like a superstar out there. I mean, and let's face it, the two interceptions in the end zone, it could have been 14 more points. It could have been 31. But, all right, hey, caller, what's your name? And how much have you had to drink?
My name's Greg. I just got off work. I live in Connecticut. I'm 54 years old. I love my Lions. I really do. And we came in the season, as always, spring, the season of hope. It's like the best time of year being a Lions fan. We're optimistic. We're going. And our new theme, Dagger Time. Dagger Time. The only Dagger Time we got now is Dagger Time for Quintricia. Got to go. Please. Yep. I love this team. Fords, do something right. Come on, man. Like, seriously. In years past, I've been able to hang in there and watch through all this misery of being a Lions fan. And God, I love them, but I haven't been able to watch lately. And it's just, it's so obvious. So clear. And I was texting with, not texting, I was watching Mike Rothstein on his Instagram, and my question was, is it scheme? Is it Patricia with reason why our defense is so bad? And he kind of felt it was both. But man, I mean, Quinn just is not good at drafting. I mean, yeah, he's had some home runs, a few, but so many whiffs. Tavais and Tavers and Davises and blah, blah, blah. The team just seems as lost as it's ever been. And, it's just a bummer. It's a sad day, and it's also a good day, because when the Lions almost blew that lead last week against Washington, and I told my nephew when they were down, up 21, I said, put a live in-game bet on Washington, you're going to get great odds and you're going to get a good chance. And they almost blew it. It's just, it's they're dead. And mm-hmm. I'm ready for change. I heard you guys saying earlier, you guys were like, this is just hard. I mean, how can it not be hard? I mean, you guys want to be psyched. You want to be talking about this and the great plays and what we're seeing. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just,
you work all week. Anyway. You spend all your week grinding for somebody else, so you have some free time, right? Make a couple bucks so you can enjoy your free time with maybe some couple of pops. Maybe you'll go to the bar, watch with your friends, whatever. And then you invest yourself, right, in something like this. And now, how do you invest yourself now, right? And this is a significant, I think, point for this team. I really, really believe this, and I think you're going to see this. They're going to lose a lot of fans this year. I don't care what kind of rebuild. I don't care if they bring back the corpse of Vince Lombardi himself to coach this team. They're going to lose a ton of interest until they have a 12 win season. I know the NFL is the big game, is the only game in town, but this Lions team, they have just abused their fans, and I see it right now. I just see this switch ready to flip. People are falling off already. I think no matter who they bring in, it's going to be negative. I don't think I worry about the next coach, because they're going to get destroyed right out of the gate only because of what we have now. We haven't fully hit rock bottom is my fear.
I think that whoever comes in next, GM and coach at this point, I think is just foregone. I think that they need to come in with the mindset that the Martin Mayhew, Jim Caldwell came in with. And they were like, this is going to take a bit. Like, obviously, this isn't an 0-16 team, but it may as well be, you know, with the way that they're playing and you know, just the overall look of this team. I think that they're going to have to come in and be honest with fans, which is really hard to do as an NFL team because you want people buying jerseys. You want people buying tickets. You want them showing up to games, thinking about your team, you know, week round. But this is going to take a bit, you know, and that's they need to come in and be honest about it. I think that's the only way that a new coach comes in and doesn't get blasted.
Yeah.
Just absolutely blasted.
But we have an opportunity with Sheila now taking over to kind of send the message to kind of say, this is what we're going to be. This is what our future can be. You know, we're talking about trying to change the culture. She's the one who can really, and she seems smart. She was an athlete. She seems, I mean, again, I'm an optimist. I'm hoping she can send the message and hopefully get the right GM who can bring in the right coach. Get rid of these Ron Woods. These guys, you know, take care of Calvin. Like, just let's just, but Sheila's got a chance to do some good, and I hope she does.
You, my you friend, know, are you are the kind of Lions fan I want to hang out with and have a beer on Sunday because there's hope.
And my nephews were like, you know, telling me about free fucking Patricia and Quinn and how bad they are, and you know, in the beginning, like, yeah, it was awful. I was like, all bought in, and Patricia, other Giants were after him. He's a GOAT. He's a rocket scientist. He's going to do all these great things. And then when, like, we had the season where we got snacks in, we started doing some great things. Weird that Patricia came up with a game plan that Belichick used in the Super Bowl to shut down McVay and the five-flying Rams. And then it just, after that year, it's just been crap and crap and more crap and players saying how unhappy they are. And obviously, here we are. So, anyway, I love this team. I appreciate what you guys do. I hope you have an awesome Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, it's probably not going to be a fun Lions Thanksgiving, but
again,
yeah,
keep it in the background.
2020, yeah. Always, but 2020, it is what it is. So let's just try and find some positive and hug your family and drink some beers. And anyway, much love. Go Lions.
I got a holiday song for you, brother, on the way out. All right.
Holiday season and the balls need squeezing.
That's all I do.
Yeah, you know, I think my plan for Thursday is just going to be to eat as much tryptophan as possible before noon. And maybe I'll nod off.
Yeah, there you
then
go.
Then I can claim, well, it's not my fault. The turkey did it. I'm not a bad fan. I didn't fall asleep during Lions game. The turkey, got me. Sniped me down.
Go to Oregon. You can get those mushrooms and you can be a tripping fan.
Or I can take some CBD oil.
Oh, CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com, right, caller?
Oh, yeah.
All right, CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Head on over. Get all the great CBD stuff you want. I figured it out. There's two kinds. That chill stuff that's sitting behind Sandman right now, you'll feel something with that. That Delta 8 is something special. It's very much like you might expect if you think about CBD or hear about it for the first time, the effect. But it still has all the great CBD effects. The other stuff, the non-chill line and the creams are amazing. They work great. They're pain, anxiety, the whole thing without any kind of feeling. Those are the ones you take if you got to go to work or drive a high-low or something like that. So there you go. CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com for all your needs, anxiety, sleep, and pain. All, I don't want to say cured, but all solutions for there at CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Hey, caller, what's your name? How much have you had to drink, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Psychedelic Monk 313.
Hey, so, how you doing, Monk?
Hey, I'm doing great. So I don't really care too much for the games. I just tune in for you guys, man. You know, I enjoy listening to y'all, man, and huge fan. You know, I'm out here in California, so, you know, I have to watch the game illegally. But anyway, I just wanted to say I'm fed up, man. You know, I'm a Lions fan. I've been a Lions fan for a long time. I am with those fans who are like, hey, we need to take drastic action. But what drastic action do you take? I mean, I understand that, yes, we could go ahead and fire Patricia, but, you know, this cycle of coaches coming in and leaving out, I mean, nothing ever gets done. I mean, with Caldwell, I don't want to make him a saint. I mean, his time management was not that great, but he did
do some good things while he was here, and it just seems like we are regressing. I also want to say that last week's game, hey, man, they almost lost that lead. I'm glad they won it, but let's be realistic. I mean, Alex Smith was playing like it was unreal to see that. I mean, dude had to go to get his knee redone at a military hospital, and he came into that game and set it off. I mean, I'm not saying that he should not have played the way he played, but what were the Lions doing? And, I mean, they won it, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. A win is a win. But, I mean, just look at today. I mean, most people said that they should have won this game. And I just don't understand. And I don't put anything on the ownership, because the ownership, they invest time into this team. I mean, they do invest money, but – what is Sheila going to do? You know, like, she needs to step up. Like, I don't know what the hell is going to go on, man. And, I mean, like, what are you guys' thoughts on this? You know, that's what I want to know. What do you guys think should happen next? I mean, by Thanksgiving, it would be foolish to fire Patricia, you know, before Thanksgiving. I mean, it's such a limited amount of time before that game happens. What do you suggest?
I'm going to let you go first, Sam.
You know, to me, you just get rid of him. You just get rid of him. You let, you know, somebody else just take over this team. At this point, I think it's, like I said a little bit earlier, I think it's more about a point to fans that things are not going to be the same. We're not tolerating losing. We're not tolerating looking like this. We're done being made fun of. We're done, you know, having records set against us. We're done having XFL quarterbacks look like Peyton Manning. You know, Alex Smith with no knees somehow throwing, you know, the most yards in his career, having the best game he's ever had against us. You know, I think just sending that message, like, this year's lost already. You know, whether they win the rest of the games or they lose all the games, I don't think it matters. I think this team is going to be blown up next year or soon thereafter, and that's just the way it's going to be. And I think because of that, you just have to placate to your fans that want to see change. And that's just what has to happen, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think you get a hard time as a fan of the Lions ahead of you. I think you have a hard time behind you. But I think you have a hard time ahead of you. You're right about it, about what are you going to do this year? I mean, it's done, right? Everything starts after the season ends. And it's going to be another one of those years, right? Okay, great. We won't have Hard Knocks, and we won't have Senior Bowl coaching because we're going to have a new coach. Okay, so there we go. We got that going for us. But you don't get to start right away because it's going to take forever to find your coach, right? And, oh, you're going to hire him from the Kansas City Chiefs? Oh, well, they're going to be in the Super Bowl. So now you got to wait again and get a super late start. Now, how are you going to pick up on your position coaches because you're off and running and they're getting hired by everybody else because you're late to the party, right? There's a million things that are going to go wrong. I'm telling you, it's going to be harder before it's easier. It's going to be we're going to be looking for a quarterback. We've got a lot going on, and I'm not
Chris, super. Can I touch on that real quick with the quarterback situation?
Sure thing.
I want to say, man, like, you know, when these games go south, we tend to throw Stafford like right under the bus, but let me just say this, man, Stafford is getting beat the hell up.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to see it a lot more now, man. I love Stafford, man. I do. I mean, I'm not going to apologize when he fucks up either, you know. But dude does show up. I mean, we're like two seasons away from when this dude used to make hella comebacks, man. I mean, these dudes were the comeback cats. I mean, they would go out there and it would be maybe 30 seconds left and they could make something happen. And now it's just it hurts to watch this, man. So I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback situation. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I was in the Tua camp, like hoping that they would get Tua just to have him on the bench. I mean, just to have somebody there, like, hey, you're on notice, man. But it is what it is. So I'll listen to the rest of this online. But hey, I love you guys. You guys are doing a fantastic job. You know, go Lions. And I'm with the rest of the fans right now, man. I'm frustrated, but I'm not going to let this team go. So You know, go Lions.
Hey, I want to say thanks to you, man, for the really kind words about the show.
Absolutely.
I love from, man. That was really nice of you. Really appreciate you.
Hey, no doubt, man. No doubt. All right. No problem, man. No problem. All right.
All right, we'll talk to you, Monk. Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right. Psychedelic Monk. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Hey, caller. Give me 1 second. I got to catch up with some stuff here, and then we'll get you going. First, Alex Y. Let Stafford call the plays. At this point, I'm willing to let the janitor call the plays because
get the tall boy from Michigan.
Yeah. And then I got to say, silly Mary Cat, thank you so much. That was $20 to St. Jude at stjude.org/DLP. $20 straight to the kids for Christmas. That's real, real cool of you. Thanks to the After Game Therapy Sessions, lads. The podcast is the lone bright spot for Lions fans right now. Keep up the great work. That's really cool. Thank you. I mean, a lot of you guys are saying that and about us and in the chat and this right now, and it really does feel good, and I really appreciate you guys saying such nice things about us. We try hard, and it trust me, it's harder now.
Yeah, especially on days like this.
Yeah.
It's hard to get on stream after games like this because we, you know, the initial thought is, what the hell are we? What the hell are we going to talk about?
I worried. I was so worried that Sandman wasn't going to. He was just not going to answer the link. Like it was just going to be a
ignore. Yeah, just
like,
ignore.
Just close it all down until next year. Or whatever. But then he gets on, and we just kind of looked at each other silently. It was like,
is the audio working? Who cares? Probably not. Who cares?
Bring the toaster. Hey, caller, what's your name, and how much have you had to drink today?
Joe B. Had a half a handle of Captain Morgan.
Nice.
So you know what? I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing great right now. I'm ready for him to go. Sheila's got her job to do, and she's got to do it today.
You think it's today?
She's got to do it today.
You think it's?
I hope so. It's got to be.
I think
it's got to be.
This is not a bad. Here's the thing. Like strategically, if you really give a crap about the rest of the season at all, or the team, or the players. You kind of got to wait till after Thanksgiving. But by the same token, if you're going to fire somebody, this is the performance to fire them from because this was horrific. This was just terrible.
No, I mean, yeah. I know it's a short week and everything. I know it's a short week. But if you want to keep your fans and if you want to have good ratings on Thursday, you're going to fire Patricia today.
You know,
you're going to let an interim coach take over. Like, that's what you got to do.
That's interesting.
You got to do it today.
That's interesting because I'm thinking, hey, you know, these guys are going to get good ratings because it's Thanksgiving. It's the only game on at the time, right? They're going to get the ratings they get no matter what. But by the same token, a new coach, and that kind of story will definitely help boost people watching the game because they're going to say, look, it's a stinker, right? It's the Texans and it's the Lions.
Yeah.
But hey, if you got a coach in there who's interim or whatever, let's see what he does. You do pique interest. So that's an interesting storyline that may make sense. And the risk is, and this is the risk to my whole idea of having the longer week after Thanksgiving, what if he freaking wins?
Exactly. You go on a win streak. You make the playoffs. That's my worst nightmare. No, keep Patricia to the end of the season. Then. No, but on a different standpoint, I want to get your guys' thoughts on the Stafford trade, where he would go, who wants him, what would we have to get in return. For Stafford, and you know, I'll hang up and listen. But my thought is, I would like to see him go to probably like a team in probably like the southern regions because his wife is honestly, I think she's done with the north. I think that he's going to end up in Dallas, maybe for a potential trade. Like they would have to give us a CeeDee Lamb. I know they don't have any first round picks, but. They would have to give us like a CeeDee Lamb and maybe one other defensive player. Let me get your guys' thoughts on that, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, brother.
Happy wife, happy life. That may be true for the Staffords. You know, I think the longer the season kind of plays out, the more I see teams that are going to need a quarterback. And, for example, so let's say the Eagles – win their division. They're the worst. you know, they win six games and they win their division and they go to the playoffs. Now all of a sudden they're picking super late in the first round and not able to get the help they really need because they're not that team.
Yeah.
I think that Stafford to the Eagles makes big time sense if they think that they still have a roster worth that they think they can contend with if they get better QB play. And obviously, they don't think very much of Jalen Hurts, or else he would have seen it by now, or seen him by now. But I don't know what kind of return we're going to get for Stafford. It might not be as much as we think. But I would say yes, anything above a second round, I'd be happy with.
I'd be willing to trade Stafford for Jim Schwartz right now.
The full cycle.
Everybody wins. Oh, God. Oh, caller, what's your name? How much have you had to drink?
What's going on, man? This is Q. I had a whole gallon of water with lemon.
All right. That's, you're training, though. You're always training. That's why you look so good. I got Flounder on here. Really quick, I got Tom. He's like $100 for a five-second whiskey go. I might take that any other day, but I didn't go to bed till 6, and it was because of the top half of this whiskey bottle. I can't, no. It would not work. It would not be okay. If I had something else, I would, but that, not. Anyway, Q, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. You know, I'm not even furious. I'm upset and disappointed, but not furious. But I have decided, and Sandman, I would love to hear how you feel about this. If they do not clean house as far as the front office, as far as Patricia and Bob Quinn, I'm not renewing my tickets. Like, I'm just not. I can't do this anymore. It's getting progressively worse. Like, are you going to renew your tickets for sure, Sandman?
You know, and we've talked about the, you know, sunken cost fallacy. My tickets are in a great spot. But I'll be honest, I was thinking that during this game. I was thinking to myself, if a major change doesn't happen, what could I do with that $4,000? Just in tickets. That's not paying for food. That's not paying to get there. That's not anything. What could I do with that $4,000?
Yep.
And there's a lot of crap. $4,000 does a lot of things. You know, I don't think that's a surprise. But, you know, part of me says that this team doesn't deserve my attendance if they don't make drastic changes. I need to see, you know, I need Bob gone. I need Matt Patricia gone. I would like to see a full-on shakeup. You know, I think, you know, Martha did a pretty good shakeup when she came in. But I almost need to see something more than that. I need to see scouts fired. I need to see, you know, a bunch of people shaken up. I want a fresh start from the bottom up. And, you know, I don't think I can say out loud right now whether I would or I wouldn't, but it's definitely something I've been thinking about for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because for me, it's like, so I just have one ticket. I was going to get two next season, but you take into account the tickets, the flights, hotel, food, all of that stuff. It's like, it's not worth it for, you know, not for this product. If they're not willing to change, like, really, I think Patricia and Quinn should be fired right now because people say, well, you know, it's a short week, but a short week for what? They quit on him today. Like, what are we playing for at this point?
Yeah, no, they did.
You know,
they absolutely did.
Everybody's hurt. Okuda's garbage. Garbage. I was watching a kid on another TV at the sports bar. I was watching a kid from Atlanta that they drafted. Like, it's unbelievable. So we blew a number three pick in the draft. Galladay's hurt. Yep. I don't know what happened with Reggie Ragland. I saw him go out. We're banged up.
He came back.
Okay. It's like, what are we really playing for? And even though it's a short week, it's not like we're getting somebody from outside the organization. We're going to have somebody internal take over.
Right.
But I agree as far as, like, you have to keep the fans engaged. Like, this is – if you allow it to happen, it's just – and I listened to the post game, Matt Patricia, we got to coach it better. We got to execute better. Like, how, though? Are you ever going to explain what that entails?
Nope.
It's just – yeah.
He never will. That's his just baloney, you know –
He looked hurt though when they were zooming in on him on Fox. He looked sad. Like he knows what time it is at this point.
Yeah, for sure. I'm watching the Slack chat and I got that drafting tease over Kamara is barely in the top five worst moves this front office has made says a lot. I'm not willing to give up on Okuda just yet. But God, I think some good coaching will help him come a long way. We'll put it that way. Let me hit really quick. She loves the Hawk, but not today. $5 to St. Jude. Thank you very, very, very much. And then Adam, a.k.a. Recognize Me, $20 to St. Jude. Browns 7-3, Bills 7-3, Dolphins 6-3, same old Lions. There you go. That's 45 towards the 50 match, Flounder. We're doing pretty good here. A little $5 more we need, but you can always do more. Don't forget, you can always do more. stjude.org/DLP. Yeah, no, Q, I like I said, I was enthralled with your whole deal, flying up every week for the games or every other week for the games and going and watching everything and staying devoted to this team because, man, it takes a lot. I don't know what I do as a season ticket holder. I mean, I sometimes think about what would I do as a podcaster. Should I just hang it up and call it over with? But it's almost like watching a train wreck at this point. I can't walk away from it, right? I mean, but I tell you who I feel bad for are guys like Schlitt and Justin Rogers who are making a living off of this, right? And they have to do this all the time. Yeah, man. They have to do this all the time, and they have to go down there and live this as if it was, you know, important to people anymore. And they know it's not. They went out of there as bad as anybody else does. They want to get out of this pain, and they're stuck down there. And they do this for a living. God, I can't imagine.
Yeah,
you used to think that would be fun.
But, you know, thanks for letting me vent.
Yep.
You probably need to delete this because I'm probably in a week or so I'll feel better. I'm going to renew my tickets because. I'm a Lions fan. What can you do, man?
I was sitting there thinking, I'll see you next week. You know what I mean? But
there's nothing like it. There's nothing like I live in Atlanta. Like, we don't see Lions. It's not like other teams where there's like this big fan base and everywhere you go. There's none of that. So going back home to Michigan is like, wow, I'm not crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm,
they love the Lions too. So
Yep.
Yeah, it's rough though, but we'll get through this, man. I appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you. Be good. All right. Q, man, love that guy. He is absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of people reconsidering those tickets right now. But I mean, and there's half of them or more, right? I mean, let's think about it. Year after year after year after year, more than half of people reconsider their tickets and more than half of them rebuy them and they get people that are new and buying them. I just think there's a demographic shift that's happening that gravy train is not going to be what it was. So, all right, I got to hit a couple here. Got King James in the super chat, Lewis Reddick, GM, and Ryan Day as a head coach. Response from Sandman with boo. And then we got Sandman in the St. Jude as well. How about a rain check for 2 weeks from now on the whiskey chug? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll do that. I'll keep myself in better shape for the post-game show so I can do the whiskey chug. I'll probably do a couple fingers in a glass. I was thinking about it, right? I really was, but I can't even find a glass in here right now, so... And I know my wife will say, "Go F yourself, don't do it." So I'm probably not going to be able to pull this one off today. So, mass fan exodus off this team, Don. Yeah, I really think so. I really think that that's going to happen. But we'll
and
see.
You know, we've talked about this at the beginning of the year, but like this is by far the most negative the fan base has ever felt.
Yeah,
I've been negative towards this team quite a bit in my tenure of a fan. But there was always massive pushback from fans that just like always had hope. Like, we can do it. It's going to happen for us. You know, one day we'll get there. And, you know, I've been a part of that. But this year it's like disintegrated.
It's like
gone.
It's easy to be negative on the team all the time, right? It's easy to. It's always. And always just bet negative. That's the easy one because you're probably going to win. It's like, it's better odds than, you know, blackjack in Vegas, but you know, trying to find the angle and the road forward, that's a little bit more than just being straight negative, right? And down on the team. And we know the outlets that are just straight negative because that's what they like and what they do. We know the writers that like to just, you know, clickbait. It's clickbait verbally versus audibly, right? It's just, it is what it is. So, hey caller, what's your name? How much have you had to drink so far?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Sandman.
Hello.
Owen.
Colin, how you doing? Hey, I gotta hey, shout out really quick.
I owe you a phone call, man. I owed you a phone call.
Yeah,
you're talking early for me, late for you.
You made me have that last drink last night, and it took me till 6 o'clock.
Are you glad now?
No, I'm not. I gotta say, Floundericious, there you go, man. Thanks so much for the match. Thank you everybody for doing it. Another $50. We're at $17,574.69 raised so far for St. Jude. Also, don't forget the auction. Colin, you've donated a whole boatload of stuff. You and Pro Sports Zone, your buddy over there, have donated a whole ton of stuff for the auction. Auction.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Every penny of that auction goes to St. Jude to add to our total here for the total donation. So get over there. There's some really, really great Lions merchandise over there. There's a Darren McCarty puck, and since we're demonetized already, I'll say it. It says "fuck Lemieux" on it. He wrote that. It was awesome, and I just got outbid.
Sweet revenge, too. I think.
Yep. It's sweet. I got outbid during the game, so I'm gonna go back for that one again. But that's a nice one. Really, really good stuff, Colin. Appreciate that, man. You did a lot.
Always.
So what
Anything
do you got?
To help.
What do you got for us, man? How much did you have during the? At what point did you just start pouring it down your throat? Let me put it that way.
We were doing beer bongs before the game. It was starting before that, but I don't know. The fact we couldn't even get a point on the board. I think once Prater missed that field goal, I think that was the turning point for us. We just turned to the for the rest.
That is a huge miss. I could tell the second it left his foot. It's like, ooh, I thought it was actually worse than it actually wound up being when it left his foot. I was like, oh! And my wife was like, what? Right? And it was like, oh, he just kind of missed. But it looked like he really, like, it looked like it was going out of the 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we thought he probably shanked it by 15, 20 yards. And then when they played it closer,
yeah. Oh my God. We got official Justin in the chat that was drunk at 1 p.m. sharp in order to get through the game. That may be a decent thing, but look, you got to fire your coach. If you don't,
get what you fucking deserve.
Thank you, Joker. Oh man. All right. I got a guy named Scott trying to get in here. Colin, you
they don't know, of course, man. I figured I'd just ring you. I owed you a phone call for that last drink.
Yeah, thanks.
Figured I'd just say hi to you boys. And
you cost me $100.
Good luck today.
All right. I'll see you later, brother.
Good luck.
Good luck indeed.
Oh, man. Oh, and I just missed it. I literally just missed it. Oh, well, okay. Give us a call, Scott. We'll get you back in there. Don H., I have a feeling there would be a bad case of give-ups by the players and the team for the rest of the year. I think so. I think players that wouldn't have given up are going to hear it in the press. They're going to see it in the do you need to bounce? I can.
No.
Okay, I can put something up. They're going to get the message loud and clear from all the outlets outside the team. It's going to be tough. Oh, my God. People that are hearing this on audio only, you've really got to tune into the video. Sandman is masterful with these backgrounds. He's like click 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 click. Next thing you know, there's good memes. Good meme game, man. All right, let's see. Here's Scott on the phone. Let's see if we got it. Come on, there we are. Hey, Scott, how you doing? How much you had to drink?
Not enough, I guess, because I'm a Lions fan.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's what I was calling about is. We every year we go through this about how everybody's jumping off the bandwagon, everybody's not going to be a fan and all this and that. We're really part of the problem, because if we really stop going to the games and they stop making money off tickets, and we stop buying all the merch and all this, the team would get better. Every team that sucks is like this. The fans are just crazy about the team. And you know what? I'm going to be on the bandwagon next year. They'll get a good head coach or somebody that we're going to at least thinks a good head coach. They'll bring in somebody and everybody will be all happy again. And then the coach will suck and we'll have to 2 years from now do it all over again. It's just the way it is as a Lions fan. We just have to get used to it.
No, you got to give him at least 3 years.
What? It's the same old all the time.
Yeah.
This, you are so accurate, caller. This is so accurate because – it just, there's very little reason to change when you're still making money and maybe the product's not right, but you know, you go into the meeting with your coach and your GM and they're like, oh no, we've got a good plan to turn it around. Give us one more year. As long as the money's there, then what real reason is there to change unless you are personally very upset? And I think we've seen that the Fords are not rash people. Generally, they're not going to, you know, make the move without justice on their part, or, you know, what they deem justice to the coach. But, you know, it does. I think the Cleveland Browns, the Red Wings, or not the Red Wings, the Detroit Lions, the Bills, all these teams have diehard fans. Some would argue some of the best fans in the league.
Some might say.
Some might say. And they're all losers. Yeah. Maybe there's something to this.
Mm. Boy, that's yeah. No, that's something. And you're right. I mean, it's football. And this is the thing about fandom that's pretty interesting. This is, maybe we should explore this a little in the offseason, is what is it that motivates you to be a fan of a team like the Lions or the Browns, right? And not just give up and say, you know what? I'm tired of losing. I can just scrap my fandom. Why is it that we do this to ourselves, where we don't think we can just switch teams? Like, what is this allegiance to some people who we'll never meet, or who don't know us and don't care about us and get paid a lot of money? Why do we not just say, why are we so emotionally involved? And I'm not saying it's wrong to be. I just don't know why. I don't understand. Why do we do this to ourselves? Help me.
All three of us are Lions fans for life. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's,
yeah.
It makes us great spouses, though. We could take the abuse.
It's always sucks, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to win on Thanksgiving, and we're going to be right back on the bandwagon.
Oh God. That's like, you know, that's the big risk. Like I hadn't thought of that until we were talking to it was Q, I think. What if they win on Thursday, right? You've got to fire him today. This is it. This is the perfect time to fire him. I mean, not that I'm looking for it. I say this as somebody who's seen people lose their jobs, who's kind of had to help people lose their jobs and notify them that they lost their job, that kind of stuff. It's not fun. It's terrible. It absolutely sucks. I don't wish anybody lose their job or have to go through something like this, but it's just not working, right? And this is where you do it, and you say, here you go. And Hattori's in there, and Hattori, you and I, we've got kind of a soul connection. You say these guys are not winning on Thanksgiving. No, that's exactly what the Lions would do. Because that's exactly what they would do. They would win on Thanksgiving, and they would put us drafting at like 19. And we'd hang on to this coach and wind up in a terrible place. That's exactly what this. And then Scott, you're right, because we're all going to say, look at that win. We're back in it. Look, I mean, we're only one game short of 500 now. We can in the playoffs are wide open because of this extra playoff spot this year. We got to. Oh my God. Maybe I'm going to drink that whiskey for nothing. All right. The toaster. Let me hit the toaster. This is going to be on the auction. This is the live prop from the show. I'll wipe my fingerprints off it, though. I don't need any crime scene action going on. The Matt Patricia official Detroit Lions toaster. You cannot buy one of these in stores anymore. They don't make them because they only make them for winners, because they know what happens with loser teams. Your hot tub toaster time will be in the auction. Auction.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Every penny from that auction goes to St. Jude to get Christmas for the kids. All right, Scott, we're gonna keep rolling. Thank you for calling in and make me have those feels that I didn't want to have.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Go Lions.
You crack me up. Let's see. Jeff. Riz for GM. Why the hell not? You know what? I'd go for that, because I think we could get Andy coaching then. Would you want to coach Andy?
You know, I think I could not be as stubborn. Like, I think I could admit I was wrong. Maybe that's like, let's play man the whole game. Oh, it's not working. Who cares? This is my scheme. I'm the best. I called the best play in NFL history. Saved a Super Bowl. I'm the best.
My scheme is to fleece the Ford family for millions. That's my scheme. Didn't you people know? Oh, man. Jeffrey and Tina, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Riz for GM, I'm with you. Joe B., I won't lose an ounce of sleep if Patricia gets fired. I promise. You set this team back 5 years plus the 3 years already. 8 years of this guy. I won't disagree. Mm-hmm. I won't disagree. You know what I mean? I mean, look, Caldwell had to go. I'm just telling you, it was Caldwell wasn't the guy. It's just that this guy isn't the guy at all, right? I mean, this guy is nothing like what we thought we'd get. He's not provided the performance, and I know he's a nice guy. You know, chicken wings and Hooters girls we had over at the senior bowl, right? We know this guy's a good guy. He's a nice person and all that stuff. But, man, he is just not the Lions football coach. And I'm going to say that because I have a feeling he's going to go somewhere else and be successful, because that's just the whole the end of the Lions story is either you're in the record books for somebody else's massive achievements. They broke the record for all-time rushing against the Lions. Rookie quarterback who made $1 million and never played another down of football thanks to Russell Wilson. Oh, yeah, that's the Lions. Every story like that is the Lions. Oh, Hail Mary? Oh, yeah, check out this one.
Yeah.
It's always the Lions, right? So Patricia wins the Super Bowl as a head coach? Won't be with the Lions.
Matt Patricia football game is the Matt Flynn football game.
It's the Bill Belichick that was at the Cleveland Browns story. So it's gonna be. I just know it. Not that we gotta keep him. Not that he's gonna do anything here. We know that part. That's the thing. You got, if you're a Browns fan, you can't look back at what could have been. He wouldn't have done it there. All right. Yellow tape out. The Lions are officially dead again. Yes, they are.
Where's the Decembomometer? How far are we on that?
That thing is just, it's tanked. it's broken. The needle's bent.
Needle's just full.
Yep.
Spinning.
here's a good one. Psychedelic Monk again. Don't know when it's going to happen, but we're going to have a hell of a 30 for 30. We could do Lions fan 30 for 30. It would be the biggest tearjerker on television. Just pick any fan, any diehard Lions fan that's been around for more than 10 years.
Soundtrack by Sarah McLachlan. Just a slow montage of pictures of Calvin and Barry and Robert Porsche.
Oh, man. Robert,
you know, just,
Porsche. I will remember. Okay. Sorry. I thought we were going to do a duet, but I was mistaken.
Did you get Joe B's super chat?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He set us back.
Yeah, you did.
Eight years of this guy. Yeah, he's not wrong at all, man. This has just been.
You know, Hitori said that he's watching Webster on his antenna TV, and he wants the DNA from Webster to help our future Lions defense.
I want to say thanks to Don H. and Don H.'s son, who said he's given up on the Lions but still sticks around for the show. Mike Holly said something like that earlier, too. Again, thank you guys very much for that. Really, really appreciate the support and the love. We do the best we can with what they give us. Can you imagine how good the show would be if we were winning? Just think about that.
It would be a lot funner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have some lights going on in the background. Have some music going, some smooth jazz maybe.
Yeah.
Sensual jazz.
Why? I might be wrong, but why do we start a broke hand quarterback that hasn't practiced in 2 weeks? Well... It's the scheme, you see. Millions of dollars.
I think that you literally can't have Matt Stafford on a team and not play him.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of, like, if you, Caldwell did it once. Ballsy Caldwell benched Stafford in the middle of a game once because he was playing poorly. Oh, and ridiculous. I think, honestly, like, if this staff was to bench Stafford if he thought he could play, ooh, boy. Ooh, boy.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah, for sure. Wow. I'm interested. The Kelly thing. My wife is my Instagram monitor, and she said it's been a tough week for Kelly, and she's gone radio silent, I guess.
Yeah, I think Stafford broke her phone in half. Probably isn't the worst choice in the world.
That's how he hurt his thumb.
I don't know if you guys can. I caught a spider mid air here. Get him down on the ground. away from my face.
We'll just say number two in once, and I had one drop like on my lap off the ceiling. It's like, what the?
And then the rest came out.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I thought of this when I lived in California. I was like, what if there was an earthquake right now? It's like, guess I'm going to die.
Just the way it is.
And then, you know, for those that don't know, when I went to college, I worked my way through. I was a car mechanic. I was an auto mechanic for a couple of years, long number of years, actually. And one of the things I learned that was liquid doesn't compress. You know, in your industry, mm-hmm. too, right?
Yeah.
I always wondered what was going to happen with the toilets in an earthquake. Right, with that one jolt, is it going to push everything out? Like, right? Is it going to shed it all up? And if so, who? I mean, wouldn't that be the worst place to be? In I don't know. Anyway, Detroit Lions. That's why I'm thinking about the sewers. Did we say CBD? CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com.
I think we did, but we could do it again.
All right,
do it again, baby.
All right. Look, when you need help, when you're a Lions fan and you have anxiety and you can't sleep at nights. And you're sore from throwing things at the TV, all three of those maladies can be easily solved with CBD via CBD oil, CBD cream, CBD gummies. See the watermelon slices back there? Those chill. Those, I'm going to tell you the chill. It is absolutely chill. This is, these do not operate heavy machinery or drive or whatever after taking these. But these are really good, and they will make the Lions pain go away and make it easier to watch the game. The other stuff that is not the chill line is great stuff that just make it go away but doesn't make you feel any different. You could go to work or do your thing. CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com, legal in all 50 states. Get you taken care of. CBD.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Remember, they give us a kickback when you do that. Don H, give me a fistful. That's right. Fistful of dollars, my friend. All right. God, I got to watch that. I love a good Western. Got this week off. I got to do it.
Got the whole week off?
Yeah. I took a couple of days just to stay up till 6 a.m. and drink too much whiskey.
5 seconds at a time?
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's tempting. It is so tempting, but I can't. I can't do that to myself. I've got to think of my health. Okay.
Hard to do during times like these.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
It's the thing that's usually the furthest from the mind.
I'm gonna go eat 20 ho-hos when we get off here. Only the centers though, not the outsides. I'm no monster. Push it out with the thumb.
Is the landing strip still open? Sorry, I couldn't. It's terrible. Okay. The landing strip. God, that is so 80s. All right. Are they still open? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
Weren't there? Wasn't it like a franchise or a chain, and they're all mm-hmm. by the airports? Wasn't that the whole story?
Yeah.
Oh man, what a deal! What a deal!
Walking distance.
Oh boy. Yeah, walking distance. Quick flight and a walk, and yeah. Well, this is the counseling session, folks. This is what we got for you. I told you on Twitter that I was going to need some too. I knew Case was. We did make the $50 match. Thanks to your help, Adam, for the 20 that you put in. We got the $50 match. We got it up to $17,574.69 for the kids. stjude.org/DLP. If you want to give us a call, it's 248-782-8384, 248-782-8384, or you can hit us, Detroit Lions Podcast. It's all one word. Also want to mention, I was talking about winning earlier. Imagine how great the show would be if we were winning. Two things. Flounder, Chris, I could only get so hard. And Don, the auction items might have more value. That's true. But I mean, the Darren McCarty puck with F. Lemieux and Sweet Revenge, I got to tell you, that's pretty nice. Good stuff, auction.detroitlionspodcast.com. All the money raised at that auction is going straight to St. Jude, so get on over there and help us out with those monies for those kids, all right? Let's get them Christmas for the kids going, all right?
And what's happening at 18,000, Chris? We got anything special at 18,000?
No, 20 is when cases get in the pot. Let's really quick, as a group, agree that if we get to 20 grand and we're going to include the auction items, in that amount that Case still has to take the pie.
Can we? Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I think Case should take a pie anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Just for good measure.
You're eating the center of the
on his own time.
He's going to take a pie. Where are we going next? yeah. I think just in principle, he should. Now, if we can get him to come to training camp.
Ooh.
And not tell him, right?
What if?
Making a surprise pie?
Oh, not even a surprise pie, a surprise nothing bundt cake.
Ooh. Well, you might drop that. Ba-dum-ps. Oh, that hurt. Oh, okay, he's getting one at 20 no matter what, and then maybe there's one just for an ex. We'll see. We'll do like a quiet side donation or something to raise some money and get him a surprise pie for training camp if we can get him there. That would be great. Oh my God, can you imagine? Are we ready to call Cephas a bust? No, you're right. I think you got that in the chat. Good job there, Andy. He caught the ball, which is better than he did early in the season, so he's progressed. I can't call anyone a bust right now, really. I think there's so much to learn about who we have as players because this regime is not showing us these players' best parts. We may actually have a really good team and not know it. I believe that at this point that's a possibility. I don't think it's the truth, but I think it's a definite possibility. We may be coached so bad that we could actually have a good team and not know it. Hey, caller, what's your name and how much have you had to drink?
Hey, Chris, this is Arthur, man. I'm driving, so I got to be responsible, so I've only had six.
I'm going to take that as the joke that it is because I would never, ever say that that's a good thing. What's the word I was looking for?
I would never condone such behavior,
that's
sir.
That's the words I was looking for. I would never condone
such
behavior.
All right, man, I'm going to keep...
Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet, man. You know, I probably call in a couple times a year. Man, I just got all my zest for this team is just obviously, you know, that's without saying. You know that I usually try to keep at least a little bit of optimism, but it's just all gone. I mean, after the first few games of the year, it isn't it. You know, I don't know about you guys. I know that Sandman's a little, I think he's been on the right side of the tracks for a while. And so, but Chris, I know that you're kind of like me where it took you, you held out till you couldn't really, till it made you look like an idiot if you kept hanging on, right?
Almost. So, I probably held on a little longer than looking like an idiot, but I mean, it's a Lions fan thing to do, right? The thing is, it doesn't matter if he coaches this team to the end of the year. There's nothing going to change. This is what we got for the year, and it all starts after the day after the last game. Whoever's still left to be fired will be fired, and they'll go start with a new regime. So it's just meaningless. And at this point, like I just can't do the thing where I hope they lose so he gets fired. I hope they win and go to the playoffs. That's what I hope. Can they still? There's probably some weird, bizarro Superman world where they could actually win and go to the playoffs, but it's not going to happen. Come down, Arthur. I'm not that high.
Yeah.
but think about it. This is the Lions, and then what do they do? What do you do now? Like, what if something like that happens? What if the absolute ridiculous... The most ridiculous thing in the world happens, and they wind up in the playoffs and lose. What do you do? I mean, I say you fire him at this point, right? I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm just so done. But I'm certain I could flip if the impossible happened. I don't even know. You know, I don't even know. I just want the damn team to win.
I'm at the point now where, and it's all right. I'm not like one of these guys that like, I don't knock anybody for anything and being a fan for whatever. Do whatever you want. If we win against the freaking Redskins, you want to jump on the roof and naked and do the helicopter dance, then do it. I don't care. That's fine.
I love the helicopter dance.
I'm just like at the point now. Yeah. Like I just at the point now where I'm as a Lions fan for, you know, I'm 41 now. I hate doing the resume thing, but I'm 41. I've gotten to the point now where it's like I can enjoy the rest of the season watching the young guys develop. I can take, you know, some solace in watching DeAndre Swift run the ball and all that. But, like, and I'm a huge Stafford guy, and I don't know if I ever thought I'd say this, but I just, man, this is, I hope for him that, like, Kyle Shanahan gets his greedy little hands on him. And I think that, because I just feel at this point, we'd have to get super lucky with this next regime. They'd have to click right away in order for this guy to get some playoff success.
Yep.
And I just don't think that's possible. And I don't want to be like, I'm not like the, you know, the self-loathing, we'll never do it with the Lions. So, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean it like it's most likely not going to happen. Time's ticking on his career.
Yep.
And just, you know what? Like, and it's just might be best to part ways for both of us, as cheesy as that sounds. I truly believe it. And like I said, a guy like Shanahan gets his hands on him. If, dude, you're talking, you know, maybe an MVP Super Bowl type season. That's what I think that that would do for him. So go for it. And I'm like at this, and with Lions fans, with this kind of crap, I'm so sick of hearing it. Is all I heard this week is, well, Carolina's a bad team. Da, 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 da. Well, you know, I got news for you. Okay, I'm going to lay it off for you guys listening out there, all right? It's like the sixth sense at the end where the kid tells Bruce Willis, don't wreck this thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, he wrecked the movie
and he's like
tens of people.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, Chris, from 32 years ago. Well, this is it, Lions fans. Like, you know, Bruce realizes he's the dead guy. We are the Panthers. We are the Redskins, okay? We are a bad team. We're not, you know, shouldn't just smash these bad teams because they're bad. We are them. So you just need to look in the mirror, realize you're dead, and, you know, go on with your life being dead. So, all right, that's all I got, guys. I appreciate it, as always. It was good talking to you.
Right, right. All right, you too, brother. Be good.
Look in the mirror and realize you're dead.
Wow.
Lions fandom.
Yeah. Do you have a
written
background
by
coming?
Sandman. Yeah. The name of my book. Look in the mirror and realize you're dead. The life of a Lions fan.
You got to get a background going for that quick Sixth Sense job. Yeah, this, if we make the playoffs, this means the team gelled and we'll be back on board. Mike, oh God. Where I am now to there is a long road, but I say it, Mike Hodges is like the guy I need in my life. He's like, you know how, like, you ever see the movie I Want to Get You, Sucker? Where the dude had theme music? He had a band like following him, like giving him his theme music. That's what I need Mike Hodges to be, my hype man. Like, just keep me hyped, right? Just keep me going. Not hyping me, just keep me going. He's always got the spot. Nicole, if we're hedging our bets, what if they make the playoffs in that last wild card and actually win? Don't think it's happening, but it's not off the table statistically. I mean, you're right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not going to happen. I don't even want to think about it, but there he is. it's a possibility, but it's just not a plausibility. How about that? If it happens, I will do that 5-second shot for nothing, because I can't
because you need it
at that point. Yeah. I'm literally in the wrong game at that point. Watching the development of the young players, but I just don't know how much they're going to develop with these coaches. That's the hardest part.
Well, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, and I was thinking about, you know, pulling some plays and making a quick Twitter thing of it, but Jeff Okuda's press technique is garbage. I'm no NFL coach, but I'm watching his press technique, and it's awful.
In our little world, you were. Yeah. We made Riz GM.
Yeah, that's true.
So you better start working on that.
but like you said, Chris, that's kind of an indicator that maybe these players aren't growing under this coaching staff. You know, they preach, basics. You know, they preach the stuff that we need to perfect in order for us to do the big things that we need to do to win. You know, but meanwhile, Jeff Okuda's out here using the same technique he used in college, which was trash in college. It just didn't burn him as much.
But,
and now we're watching him, you know, lose reps constantly to guys that a third round pick or a third overall pick hopefully doesn't lose to.
But did you see the pad level?
His pad level is good when he's making tackles. That's true.
That's right.
Excellent pad level.
Oh, except that one shoulder pad got spun around like Daffy Duck's bill today. That was... That wasn't a good sign. So I hope he's okay. Let's see. We don't forget, coming up on Thursday, no post game show. That's a turkey. I don't know why. All right, let's get a wrap on this. Where's your head at, Sandman? Is tomorrow the day? Are we gonna? Is oh my God! Is Matt Patricia gonna go the way of the turkey? Oh, I was able to.
Can you imagine how big his gizzard is?
Oh my goodness.
I you know, like a lot of Lions fans, I think like dejected probably isn't even a harsh enough word anymore for how you feel watching this team. You know, this was possibly the worst loss I've seen since the Jets game, which was the worst Lions game I've ever watched in my entire life. And I just don't see how keeping Matt Patricia on board for one more day, four more days, any time makes any sense at this point. In my, you know, it's a weird thing to say, but he could make it to the playoffs, win a playoff game, and I would still probably want him fired. As hard as that is to believe, because he's just done such a bad job here.
Hard to believe
that I just can't fathom anything changing my opinion of him at this point. Like I said earlier, I think he's in the running for the worst Lions coach of all time.
Yeah, and there's a point in any relationship where there's no turning back, right? When something gets broken and there's you just can't go back to where it was. And, you know, hopefully you don't reach that point in most of your relationships, but when it happens, it happens. And I'm with you. This one for me, Q said it. And I think it's the right word. You know, when you're a kid and you're doing stuff wrong, your parents yell at you. It's like, parents always say those things, but us kids knew better, right? That whole thing. But when they said, when your dad walks up to you and looks at you, said, "Man, I'm just disappointed," right? That one stings. That one hurts, right? That's where I was. I was just absolutely disappointed in this team today. Just bitterly disappointed that this is what it's come to, that this is what we had on the field, and this is what we managed to put forth as far as an effort, as far as play on the field. Look, with the talk about Matthew Stafford going somewhere else, if we get a new coach, they're going to want their guy. The problem is you're not going to get their guy this year because we're just too good of a record to get a decent quarterback in the draft. So again, we're starting off in this weird cycle. So you hire somebody, we lose for 2 years until we finally get our quarterback. Do you keep him around? Is that when his tenure starts as a coach, or mm-hmm. her? You never know. Is that when the tenure starts as the coach? No, the next coach is that. This is the thing I think that's the worst for this team, right? When I say it's going to get worse before it gets better, the next coach isn't looking at coming to a team that's going to win. The next coach is coming into a team that's setting them up in a bad position with mm-hmm. a bad draft pick, with a quarterback at the end of their contract, and you don't have, you know, you've got nothing to replace them with. You're in real trouble. And is the organization going to give you enough time to have a massively losing season to get the number one pick and pull your quarterback? And then grow the quarterback? I mean, what are you talking about? Then so you get yourself Deshaun Watson. You're going to give your coach 4 years as your new quarterback grows? I don't think we are. After the big losing year to get the quarterback, it's 5 years and no one's waiting that long. No one's waiting that long at all. We gave Patricia 2 years. We're ready to fire him after one game of the third year, right?
Yep.
There's no coach that's going to be able to do it. The next job in Detroit is a loser's job. You're not going to get a good coach. You're not. You're. This organization is in. Oh boy. We're in. And this is the thing. This is the thing that has kept me probably the most against throwing this regime out and at least letting it play out and hoping that something turns around, because what's after this isn't great. What's after this is not a good story for the Lions. And if we don't shake people out now with this regime, the next regime will shake out the rest of the fans. mm-hmm. Oh God, this is terrible. I mean,
tons of good points, Chris. Tons of good points.
I hate that I did.
You did it.
Oh God. All right, everybody, thank you for the super chats. Again, 50% of that's going to go to the St. Jude, as it always, as it does for this whole month. I think next month too, up until the 18th. And then thank you all, Floundericious, for your double on the St. Jude. That was really, really cool. Appreciate that, man. That was awesome. We'll take another call if anyone wants to squeeze one in, but we've been going for about an hour and a half here. Oh, Joe B. I'm going to let it come up on the broadcast here. $5. Get ready for 5 years of misery. Oh, why? It's so true. All right. Well, that's it. Metal Detroit, why is the Ford family? I don't think the Ford family is the reason. Again, when we hired Bob Quinn, he was the unquestioned best pick available as GM. He was the consensus pick across the NFL. And Matt Patricia was huge, huge, huge big pick. And the Giants were so mad that they facilitated a bad article to come up and assassinate his character when he got here because they wanted him so bad. I don't know. I mean, we got all the guys. Why is Stafford the problem? He's not the problem. He hasn't been what he was last year before he got hurt. This year, he took a long time to kind of get back to what Stafford's level is. And he doesn't have much time. He's got a year left in his contract after this year. It's not that he's the problem. It's that he's 32,
mm-hmm.
32 years old, 33 then. A new regime isn't going to want to keep him. And you know, the Tom Brady's of the world are not the reality for most quarterbacks. And the crap that the hits and the injuries that Stafford has had, you didn't see that with Tom Brady, right? He had the ACL once, and that bought him a season and a half, right? That he didn't play, so he didn't take any hits then. But he hasn't taken significant injury throughout his career. And 5 years of mystery, 7 layers of dip slip. yeah, so anyway, it is what it is. I'll put the special auction toaster up. You guys can rock that out. Don't forget about Amazon.DetroitLionsPodcast.com for all your needs. And also don't forget Fanatics.DetroitLionsPodcast.com to get all your hockey gear. Or what other sport that isn't Lions? I mean, Lions stuff is okay. I mean, can't get the toaster there. That's only available on the auctions. Auctions.DetroitLionsPodcast.com.
Gotta just hire the Pistons GM to come and do the same thing to us that he did to the Pistons.
Yeah. Just
blow it up.
Blow it up, man. I want to see smoke in the rafters of Ford Field. That's what I want. Not literally. Please, nobody do something. Don't do anything, please. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about Stafford really quick. Do you mind if we do like 3 to 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
One more topic. Stafford. Arthur made a good point about I don't want to see him go. Just to be like, I love Stafford. I want him to see success somewhere else. No, I want him to succeed in Detroit, period. That's it. But the way that everything's lined up for this team, the best thing that this team could do, which is why it won't happen, is get super value for him. And if there's a team that's going to draft high that needs a quarterback for the next 2 to 3 years, give him, go get that. Get that high pick. Because Stafford's a proven case, right? He's your guy. Like, I hate to say it, he could probably if Chicago had Stafford, they'd be off the charts. They could go all the way. Absolutely. I wouldn't want him to be there. That's one place I absolutely wouldn't want him, and I know the Lions wouldn't trade him over there, but you know, then again, I'm sure the Vikings never thought they'd be playing against Everson Griffin. So, we'll see. It's not because I have some kind of, you know, and I do love Stafford as a human being, but I don't think we owe him anything as far as, oh, let him finish his career and win one, right? It's just the way it is. If he wins one, he does it here, but it's just, I want value for him now because that's the only, if we keep him, it's going to hurt us in getting this over with faster. Just rip off the Band-Aid, draft somebody this year, and then whatever happens, happens. And then draft somebody next year when you got a nice high pick and go for it. That's really where we're at. But boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hard part about Stafford is anytime Stafford's on the field, you have an opportunity to win. It didn't look like that today, mm-hmm. but I firmly believe that to be true. And if you're trying to rebuild, it's hard. Like, you don't see teams rebuild with a franchise quarterback on their roster. You just don't.
Yep.
You know, and if the team's rebuilding, then the guy's probably not the franchise quarterback you thought he was.
Yep.
And at some point, we need to just admit that we need a hard reset, and you can't hard reset with Stafford on the roster. He's got 1 year left. You can trade him to a team that's looking to get 1 year out of him, maybe sign him to something a little bit more, but, you know, a prove it deal type situation. You know, I think that that's probably just what's the best, you know, and what it will mean is that we're going to be watching bad football. I don't think people really realize how good we've had it with Stafford being on our team for this entire time, that we can always at least count on Stafford being Stafford. And once we don't have that, how potentially bad we could look with a Chase Daniels as our starting quarterback with whoever, you know. I guess we'll have to see, but, you know, we'll find out once Quinn gets fired and, you know, they decide who they want to bring in and how gnarly of a job they're going to, you know, want to do as far as replacing players and burning this thing down.
Yeah. The last show we talked about with kickers, we had Eddie Murray, then we had Jason Hansen, and then we had the Nate Freeze experiment, right? And it was like, holy cow, this is what kicking is like for the rest of the NFL. Oh my God, I can't imagine. And we signed up Prater, right? And we got a little taste of that this season. Prater hasn't been, you know, the typical Prater. But that Nate Freeze period, I know that's what we're going to be quarterback-wise. We're going to get the Nate Freeze of quarterbacks, and then we're going to have a cycle of three or four quarterback. I remember this. I remember back in Wayne Fine. I mean, I remember Joey Harrington. I remember going through all this so many times. And Matthew Stafford was it. He was the guy you could build a team around, and he still is, but not for long. And with him on there, you're going to win too many games just because he's Matthew damn Stafford.
Yep. Yeah. And his crazy ass wife.
Yeah. This wasn't very therapeutic for me.
No.
I mean, it probably will be. It's like you get out of the psychiatrist's office and you had like a major breakthrough that something horrible happened in your life and you just haven't processed it appropriately. I wasn't going to characterize that specifically. That's where I'm at right now. I just had this whole. I'll show you on the dial where the Lions touched me. It was nowhere appropriate. I want my innocence back.
It's gone. It's gone. The Lions take everybody's innocence.
Yeah.
You know, you were kind of seeing that now. I'm finding younger fans on Twitter that still have that hard hope. You know, that a seasoned vets have lost over the years. What? We lost it in the trenches.
We all have
trench foot and shell shock. These new guys walk in, they still got crackers in their pockets. Their helmet's still shiny. You know, and they're like, we can still win this. Meanwhile, bullets are whizzing past our heads.
Trench foot. I don't know why trench foot was the so damn funny.
Hashtag trench foot.
Oh man, that cracked me up. That one cracked me up. we've got trench foot and bullets are whizzing by, and he's got dry crackers in his pocket. Shiny helmet. It's so real. It's so real.
We can still do it, guys. I read in the pamphlet dropped by the airplanes that we're going to win.
I'm getting dizzy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, trench foot. That just set me off. Then everything else happened. That's got to be a shirt, too. I'm going to just hashtag trench foot. You got to be in on the joke. That's got to be it. Oh, my God. Okay, with that, I think we've had enough. I know I have. Sam, man, thank you so much, brother. You
absolutely.
Now I'm on the better side. I'm coming out of therapy with a smile on my face. All right, let's see. Remember, the show needs your involvement. Use the comments in the subreddit to give us a feedback. Thank you to everybody for taking part today. We love you. And here's a fresh look in on Case having turkey dinner.
Nom, nom, nom.
There you go. Okay. You gotta wait. You're supposed to cook it first, Case. Don't forget about us on Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. If you sign up to donate as little as $1 a month, we'll get you in the Slack, and it's a great place. Great conversation, sensible chat, and people don't rip on other people there. They treat you with respect, even if you disagree. So it's a great place to hang out. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, facebook.com/TheDetroitLionsPodcast, or TheDetroitLionsPodcast. Twitter, @DETLionsPodcast, DETLionsPodcast, the very, very best place to see Sandman.
With trench foot.
Trench foot. Give us a call via Skype, Detroit Lions Podcast, all one word. Or the Lions line at 929-33-LIONS, 929-335-4667. Go to auction.DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Get your hands on this Matt Patricia toaster time machine. Be sure to go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com and subscribe to the podcast so we can pop up in your ears automatically. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. Remember, no pants. We got toasters. We got hot tubs. But we got no problems because we're Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
5 seconds winding down, and look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show is over.